Yeah, this is kind of one of those, you had one job, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without sewing frowns on stuffed horses instead of smiles.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, you got it upside down.
Were we sewing them upside down? Is that what happened?
Yep, you're doing okay. They are now called crying horses.
Oh, no.
And listen, they're going kind of viral, though, in China, because it is the year of the horse from ABC News.
As Lunar New Year approaches, a Chinese company wanted to welcome the year of the horse with a plush decoration that would put smiles on faces.
Sure, a smiling stuffed horse sounds great.
Happy fun.
Well, it did. Just not in the way they anticipated.
Whoops.
A worker sewed its mouth upside down by mistake.
Yeah, so this happened for an entire fleet of them.
I didn't think much about it, so when a customer wanted to return it, I said, send it back to me. But later they said, actually, there's no need.
Yeah, actually,
I kind of like it. It's grown on me.
Yeah, so now they're kind of called the crying horse. They've become a little bit of a sensation there in China. And people are noticing that it's a little bit of a novelty of like, hey, instead of a happy fun horse for the year of the horse, I have a sad horse.
That's great.
Yeah, so again, they're kind of making lemonade out of lemons here. But it's a setting the bar story nonetheless, because it's like you had one job. You didn't sew the smiles on the right way.
Let's figure out if it's upside down or if it's right side up. I'm sure it's hard to tell.
You're setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.